You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed that ad blocking is far more common in Europe than the US. InMobi has teamed up with the Chinese data analytics company Talking Data in an effort to further penetrate the Chinese market, and a new B2B e-commerce site targeting Asia has launched. Research by Comscore and SourcePoint has revealed that ad blocking is far more common in Europe than the US. Ad blocking software stops adverts from appearing on web browsers. Users install them for a variety of reasons, for example because they find adverts annoying or because they're worried about their data being collected. The study found that people in France are the most likely to use ad blocking software, where over a quarter of internet users use ad blockers. Similarly, high rates are found in Germany, where 24% use ad blocking software. US users are much less likely to use ad blockers, however, where just 9% of users use the technology. The research also revealed that ad blocking was much more common on desktops than mobiles. When looking at mobile ad blocking, less than 1% of mobile internet users from all European and North American countries used the software. Looking at age, younger internet users are more likely than older internet users to use ad blockers in all countries studied. The Indian mobile advertising company InMobi and the Chinese data analytics company Talking Data have teamed up to help InMobi further penetrate the Chinese market. Talking Data tracks and analyzes data from 1.5 billion Chinese smartphones across 80,000 apps. The partnership will allow InMobi to use Talking Data's analytical data to target its ads to more relevant users and therefore achieve a higher return on investment. It's not the first time that Chinese and Indian companies have formed partnerships in the last year. Last month, InMobi entered into a partnership with a Chinese app development company, Apus, to help the company enter the Indian market. A new B2B e-commerce site targeting Asia has launched. PanAsia Exchange aims to help B2B businesses buy and sell items easily and quickly online. It's currently targeting 7 Asian countries: China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, Macau, Singapore, Malaysia, and the Philippines. 4,000 businesses have signed up to the site so far, and the e-commerce company has the ambitious aim of attracting over 340,000 businesses in the near future. Users have to pay a fee to join the site, although it's unclear how much this fee is. PanAsia Exchange has said that it wants to provide businesses with logistical, regulatory, and financial assistance, as well as providing advice at customs. The supermarket Aldi has announced that it will be launching an e-commerce site for its UK customers next year. The site is set to sell wine initially, followed by non-food products later in the year. Online shoppers will be able to either have items delivered to their homes or pick up the items from a third-party location. Shopping online and then collecting items in store is not in the pipeline so far. Aldi's sales hit almost €9.4 billion in the UK and Ireland last year, up 31% on the year before. It currently has around 600 stores in the UK and plans to open a further 65 in the country next year. And finally, data from Eurostat has revealed internet usage trends amongst Europe's older people. The data revealed that Iceland, Denmark, and Luxembourg were the top three countries in terms of internet usage amongst citizens aged 65 to 74, where over 80% of people used the internet. At the other end of the spectrum, Turkey, Bulgaria, and Romania came bottom, with just 10% or less of the older generation using the internet. The top countries for social media usage amongst older people were Iceland, Turkey, and Hungary, where over half used a social network. When looking at e-commerce, the UK, Luxembourg, and Switzerland came top, with over half of older people engaging in online shopping. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. I'll see you then.